You're listening to episode number 15 of the Farmers Market Podcast. Market season is here, and on the show, Stephanie Turner of the Greenwood Uptown Market tells us what it's like to coordinate. Plus, she shares how vendors can prepare for the season and what market goers should know before they arrive. Plus, she shares one of her most memorable market moments. You've got to take a listen. Be sure to subscribe to this show so you'll get updated on the next latest and greatest episode. But for right now, let's get started.
Get ready for this.
Wow, I am blown away by the response I've been getting on Facebook.
Welcome to a brand new episode of
the Upstate's Farmers Market Podcast.
The following program is for adult audiences only.
You are listening to...
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me on the Farmers Market Podcast.
Relax and enjoy.
We are one of the few tea-growing farms in the United States.
Hi, this is Chris Thurman from Bioway Farm.
Hi, this is Kristen with Earth and Organic.
Hi, this is Mark Jones from Cedar Falls Farm.
Thanks for listening. And now your host...
Great day, everybody. My name is Stefan, and you're listening to the Farmers Market Podcast, the show that talks to farmers, homesteaders, beekeepers, small business owners, and much, much more. We are proudly based in the upstate of South Carolina, where we keep it fresh and we keep it local. Here we talk about all things farmers market related. Now, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. And of course, become a supporter of SCAFarms.com. That's the home base for my farm online and home of the Farmers Market Podcast. Please share with all your friends on Facebook and let me know if there's a local farmer that you would like to hear on the show. Now, today's guest manages a farmer's market right here in our backyard, and she's been doing this for quite some time, about 5 years. Welcome to the show, Stephanie Turner of the Greenwood Uptown Market.
Thank you, Stefan. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, you can find Stephanie and the Greenwood Uptown Market at uptowngreenwood.com. And, of course, you can find them on Facebook. Now, Stephanie, thank you so much for being on the show. Now, tell us a little bit about the Greenwood Uptown Market.
So the Greenwood Uptown Market was born as part of the City of Greenwood's master plan. They located this part of town that they had this property given to them by actually the railroad, by CSX, and part of the master plan identified that as, you know, like a key corner for the uptown for development of something that would, you know, boost visitors to the area. And so they pegged it for a great location as a farmer's market. And so they started with some little stands, roadside stands, furnished by the Department of Commerce in 2011. And through hospitality taxes and local donations, they've developed the property into what it is today. We opened the building, the new facility. It's a large brick pavilion that is reminiscent of a train depot that was located in the heart of the city at one point. And so we opened that facility in 2016. The brick pavilion that houses the farmer's market, as well as a splash pad and some landscape and parking as well.
And you've been doing this for 5 years. And I know when I talk to the other coordinators, and I like the fact that the smaller towns are using kind of like that train depot kind of feel and vibe, because the Fountain Inn Farmers Market has a very similar type atmosphere. But you've been doing this for 5 years, and I know there are a lot of stresses that go into coordinating and setting this up. Tell me a little bit, how did you get started as the coordinator?
Well, I saw the project in the news long before they had even decided they were going to hire a market manager, and I thought it was just a great project and very interesting. And so then I had kind of kept my eye on it, and when the position got posted, I went for it. But I have a background in horticulture. I used to work for Park Seed Company here in Greenwood, And I was their seed product manager.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. You learn something every day. The funny thing is, I use a lot of the seeds that I grow are from Park Seed because they're in our backyard. And I'm a big believer if you can find somebody local where you can source your seeds. Plus, they're non-GMO. It's all organic. Yeah. There's a lot of, well, you could tell me more about Park Seed than I could. But I did not know that. So you came from Park Seed.
Yeah, that was my background, and so I had actually been working with one of the farmers from the farmer's market with Park Seed, having them trial out some things for me, and so that's how I kind of got involved with this position, and so I just thought it was an exciting opportunity because you get to kind of develop something from the ground up, and that's a fun challenge, I think, always.
Now, in your 5 years, what are some of the big things that you have seen that make the difference in a market? Just like if you're going to a market, what are some things right off the bat where you go, okay, I'm looking for this and I'm looking for this? What are those two or three things that you kind of readily notice when you're looking at a market?
Oh, wow, that's a difficult question. I think the key to our market is to we're pretty selective about the vendors that we include. So we do look for local products. We do have some farmers that are very consistent. And so that helps because consistency is the big thing with customers. And then we also have a few artisans, but we're very selective about qualifications for artisans. They need to be doing a craft that is in a garden or farm or environmental theme.
Oh, that's okay. That's different. Because a lot of markets, as long as you're a vendor, it doesn't matter what type of product or anything that you're selling. As long as you're if you pay the fee and you've got a booth, but your market is a little different because you've got to have that tie-in.
Yeah, we want to keep it within the theme. We don't want the busyness of a bunch of added vendors that really don't tie into what's going on to take away from the purpose of the market, which is local produce, local food. There's just things that should be able to enhance the market, I guess, and support that idea.
Do you know what percentage of vendors are farmers versus those that are just artisans or I guess a vendor that's just kind of a retail vendor? What's the percentage or what's the makeup?
We're about half and half on a busy day. We're about half and half.
Okay.
It's trying to keep that balance. And, I think like most farmers market, we rotate through the folks that are actual producers because it's a difficult road, I think, to be a small local farm. And a lot of folks are doing it on the side or it's a second job. And so we have changeover in that area a lot more than in the artisans. So we try to keep that balance.
Well, I think I read somewhere recently it's either 85 or 90% of small-scale farmers have either a full-time job or this is their part-time job. They just
right.
The money doesn't support it from their vantage point. Now, of course, I do know a lot of farmers out there, small-scale farmers and even small-scale businesses that are very successful and very profitable. But it's few and far between because, we all learn our mistakes and through our experiences, we have to figure it out the hard way. Now, you've been doing this 5 years. The Greenwood Uptown Market is a little different than a lot of the smaller markets around here because you guys are open up twice a week. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We're open Wednesdays and Saturdays, and we are a year-round market. So right now we're in our spring-summer hours. So the Wednesday time slot stays the same. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then the Saturday hours right now are 8 a.m. to 12 noon. And then in the wintertime, the Saturday hours switch to 10 to 2 just because of daylight and, temperatures and all that. But yeah, right now we're 10 to 2 on Wednesdays and 8 to 12 on Saturdays. And the Wednesday day helps us with the variety of our vendors because there are a limited number of farms that take their produce and things to markets in the upstate. And so a lot of them will go to other area markets on Saturdays. So we'll get their Wednesdays, if they happen to have a Wednesday free, and they'll come to Greenwood, and we get to benefit from their schedule that way. And so we do have sometimes a wider variety of vendors on Wednesday than Saturday, which seems...
It's counter to what the normal market flow is for kind of a week in and week out. Normally you would anticipate more people on a Saturday as opposed to a Wednesday, but that just shows you that it's kind of growing in popularity, and Wednesday is actually a better time. Maybe it's because you're right there during that lunch hour, people are saying, hey, I don't need to wait till Saturday. I can go get my fresh local stuff on a Wednesday. That totally makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Now, you've been doing this for a while. Where can people find the market and information regarding market? You guys have a lot of stuff going on in Greenwood. I mean, there are a ton of activities planned for the summer.
Yeah, we try to keep it busy. Besides being the farmers market, the pavilion is a facility for events for the uptown and for private rentals and so forth. So it also has a splash pad attached at the back. So we do have that season starting at Memorial Day. People rent the pavilion for their family functions or for birthdays at the splash pad or for corporate events and that thing, sort of thing. So, but you can find all of what's going on uptown and at the market at uptowngreenwood.com. There's a tab for the market, and then under that tab, there's information on all of our vendors, all of our events, information on the upcoming farm tour for the summer. So you can find that all there at uptowngreenwood.com or on Facebook. We're on Facebook as well as Instagram.
And if people want to get in touch with you directly, how would they do that?
You can reach me. My email is at market@gwdcity.com. And my phone number is 864-942-8421.
And I know for our listener, we're going to talk about the farm tour in just a second and what that is, because that's really kind of how I started the process of understanding small-scale farming, was going to and visiting some of the farms that are in and around the area here in the upstate. Yeah. But tell me, you said something about you have some things at the market that you provide for customers, and you actually have a special offer for our listeners.
Yeah, so if you can mention that you heard about us on this podcast, then we have T-shirts for sale at the market table every Wednesday. So you can get a T-shirt for $2 off, which would be $10, a special price.
So, listeners, there you go. If you mention the Farmers Market podcast at the Greenwood Uptown Market, you get a discount on their T-shirts. And from what I understand, their T-shirts are pretty cool. So you've got that available to you. That's awesome. And I'm sure the listeners will take advantage of that. Now, let's talk a little bit about the farm tour. That's coming up towards the latter part of the summer season, correct?
It's actually June, so it's June 8th and 9th.
Oh, it's right smack in the middle of summer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where it's not too hot. It gets pretty hot and toasty about July and August, and then even in September sometimes. So you've got the farm tour going on in June. Give me a little bit of feel of how many farms are participating and what people can do to take advantage of it.
Yeah, sure. So the farm tour is free. It is Saturday and Sunday, the 8th and the 9th, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. There are currently 8 farms in the upstate signed up. I have a 9th one I'm waiting to hear back from, and then I'm hoping we can add a couple more before that time runs around. So any farms listening to this, please do contact me.
And which farms do you have on the tour right now?
All right, so signed up for 2019 so far, we have Cityscape Winery, Hurricane Creek Farms, Lucky Acres Farm.
Hey, we just had them on the show just a few minutes ago.
Oh, good.
Just a few episodes ago. Actually, no, it was a few episodes ago.
Good. Patient Wait, Possum Kingdom Creamery.
Yep, have them on as well.
Okay, good. Putney Farm, Split Creek Farm, and the Happy Berry.
Okay, awesome. Those are great farms. And I have actually visited Hurricane Creek, and I'm trying to get them on the show as well. But they're, wow, that's that you you don't normally, I mean, they do a lot of tomato production, and they're doing strawberries as well, but I did not realize the extent to which they, I mean, operate. And I thought they had a huge staff. I talked to the owner, and he told me they will go through 300 pounds of tomatoes in like 3 to 4 hours at the Greenville market. It's
That would be Jesse. They do so much with, which it seems like a limited setup, honestly. But that's a really neat place to tour. And the tour is self-guided. So when you go online at the website, you'll see where you can print your own guide off. Or you can use the Google Map. I create a Google Map for it with all the locations. And you can kind of decide which ones you want to go see and how many you can try and fit in within those hours on those 2 days. It's definitely not something you'll be able to see all of the farms on that weekend.
Right. And I think they're just aquaponics when it comes to their growing. They do the lettuce and they do obviously the tomatoes, but it's all inside of greenhouses. And I know last year when I went, he was just building the strawberry aquaponics setup, and it was another greenhouse that was kind of like a little bit up on the hill. But yeah, you're right. It's for such a small setup, they are doing some amazing production. So people can take advantage of the farm tour. Now, how do they get information about the farm tour?
So on UptownGreenwood.com, there's a tab across the front on top of the screen that says Uptown Market. And then below that, you can choose the option for farm tour, upstate farm tour. And so right there we have all the information about the times and suggestions for when you take the tour, you know, leave your pet at home, bring a cooler, an ice pack, stay on the tour. There's, you know, some of these farms that, you know, people live on their farm. You want to stay in the areas that they've invited you to be at. And, you know, some guidelines about maybe planning only 2 or 3 farms, depending on the locations that you choose.
Right, you're right. I drove to, I think, 2 or 3 last year because there is some distance between them. And that's just the way it is when you're trying to go from farm to farm. But they are. It's pretty neat to actually go on a farm, talk to the people that are there, and just get a feel and vibe of where your local food comes from. I always think it's rewarding just in and of itself to go out there and just talk to the people that are growing the stuff. I mean, I love it when people talk to me. And at the farmer's market, we kind of talked about this a little bit on the pre-show call, but the farmer's market is an opportunity for you to get to know the people that are growing the food that you are bringing home to your family, that you're bringing home to yourself. And if you can, share a little bit about maybe some things or tips or suggestions for people when they're coming to the market that they should probably be aware of that they may not know about. But since you've been running a market for 5 years now, what are some tips or things that you can suggest to our listeners?
Right. So one of the main tips about farmers market is that, you know, it's an ephemeral, you know, event. So you need to be flexible. If you're going to the farmers market for kale and they only have chard or whatever it is, be flexible. Try something new. Talk to the farmer. Learn about that product, because if you're really not familiar with it, they've grown it, or, you know, they work with someone that grows it and they know about it. They know how to use it. So don't be shy at the farmers market, I guess, would be my biggest tip. Make sure you talk to the vendors. You can really learn a lot about what the products are and how to use them and how to cook them, how to store them. If you're not sure, you know, what should I do with this when I get home? Does it go on the counter? Does it go in the fridge? How do I keep this fresh for a little while? They know that. That's their business. So ask those questions and go early, because the best selection usually gets gone early. So make your plans to get there as close to opening as possible. Bring your reusable bags. That'll help all of us cut down on the amount of plastic and so forth that we use. And like I said, just be flexible and talk and enjoy the fact that you can learn from the person that you're shopping with. And most of the times they're excited to share all that information with you.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes when you're talking to somebody, you think you've only said about, you know, a minute's worth of information, but you've actually spent 15 minutes of their time explaining to them how you grow what you grow. Now, it's a different experience to go to a farmer's market. I enjoy it just as a customer, and then I enjoy it on the flip side of being a grower and providing food. So there you have it, guys. The listeners, first of all, be flexible when you're going to a farmer's market. The other things that Stephanie has mentioned is not only be flexible, bring plastic, you know, or bring reusable bags. You know, I like the cloth woven bags as well. Talk to the farmers, and of course, get there early. The adage that the early bird gets to worm is so true. Most farmers and most people and vendors at a farmer's market will bring a lot of product, and they'll have, you know, backup just in case. But it really is true. If there's a rush in the morning, chances are your lettuce and your kale and all that, all the green stuff will probably go pretty quick. So get there early. Great tips. Now, since you've been doing this for a while, I'm sure you've got one or two stories that you could share with our listeners, and then I'm going to ask you a couple other questions. But what are there one or two things that have maybe stuck out as, wow, I can't believe that happened? Is there something that happened at the Greenwood Uptown Market that maybe you could share with us?
Well,
did I put you on the spot?
Yeah, a little bit. Let's see. Well, there are some really good community building moments, I guess, that happen at the farmer's market.
That's code, community building moments. That's, I think I had some mentors that told me some great life experiences that they really test your character is how it was described to me. So community building moments, were there any memorable community building moments that you'd like to share?
Well, yeah, and I think it kind of points to the fact that a farmer's market is more than just a place where you buy local foods, because people do spend a lot of their time talking and learning from each other. It kind of becomes a little family. One of our vendors is often a foster parent, and so she had a baby that she was taking care of for a very long time, and then what seemed to all of us to be sudden, the baby was going to be placed back with a family member. And so she thought she was going to adopt the baby, and then it was going to be placed, you know. And so we all kind of gathered around her and prayed for her at the farmer's market. And that's just one of those sweet moments that you
Oh,
know,
that's
you,
awesome. I'm yeah. glad you shared that. That is, I mean, you're right. If a farmer's market, it's not only a family of vendors and farmers, it's a family with the customers as well, because you see the same faces week in and week out. I mean, it is
yes.
a lot of the things we do, it's a consumable product, just like milk and eggs. And well, we sell, you know, there's some eggs that are being sold at the market, but it is that thing where you're coming back for repeat items. And you tend to know the people on a more intimate level. So that's I'm glad you shared that. Now, I'm going to ask a little bit more. This is more personal to you, Stephanie, because you've been doing this for a while. But I know you've been and have experienced many other things, probably with Park Seed as well. But are there one or two maybe life experiences that you've learned from and that you've grown from that you could share with our listeners? You know, maybe it was a hardship with the business. Maybe it was a hardship being employed somewhere. But one of those things where you said, you know what, this is a great life lesson. And on the back end of that, you learn something about not only yourself, but something you could share with your family or share with others.
Well, I won't think there's maybe like a specific incident, but I think one of the things I've really learned from this position as a farmer's market manager is that, you know, you can't be too rigid in your planning, because you know, nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring, from weather to cancellations to conflicts and you know, personalities, things like that. So you just have to you do your best to plan, but then you have to adjust your mindset for what the situation is right in front of you. So you know, if it's a storm, we've had a microburst blow through and, you know, upend everything in the market. And so you just, you have to deal with life as it comes, because nothing is, you know, nothing's going to go along as with your plan. And it's okay to plan. And I'm sort of like a type A personality, and I really like to plan things down to probably too far of a detail. So it's good to go with the flow, I guess, to be cliche.
No, that is so true, and that's a great takeaway. I mentioned this earlier, and I don't mind sharing it with the listeners. I had to cancel on another interview because my equipment wasn't working the way I had thought it was going to work. And again, it goes to what you were saying, being flexible. Like, you can plan it out, all out, cross your T's, dot your I's, and even then, after you've done that, something can go awry. And so you just have to be flexible. Even though we get frustrated, and I get frustrated like the next person, it's one of those things where you go, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to check myself. It's going to happen. How can I make the best of it, and how do I move forward?
Right, exactly. And try to give that patience and leniency to other folks, too, because, you know, just because folks aren't acting the way you want them to for your plan, you know, sometimes things happen, and you know, you just have to deal with the unpredictability of life.
No, that is so true. Well, I tell you what, Stephanie, I want to thank you for sharing kind of some insights. Now, we'll probably have you back on the show, because as the market progresses and as you learn more things, I'm sure things will pop up that you will want to share with our listeners and to talk about it. But I want to thank you for sharing a little bit more about the Greenwood Uptown Market and being on this show.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. It was so fun.
Now, be sure to check these guys out online and share this episode with everybody you know. You know, your support as a listener is key. And most importantly, support your local farms and farmers. Until the next time, my name is Stefan, and you've been listening to the Farmers Market Podcast. Keep it fresh. Keep it local.
If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review.